If the Fairies seem listing and weighed down today, it might be because of all the championship trophies and medals coming across the strait from 2023 BC High School Championships. Island teams had a dominant weekend in winning three championships, with a total of five island teams making it to provincial championship games. The St. Michael's University School Blue Jags actually got to stay at home to win the BC Girls Double A High School Girls Soccer title Saturday on the University of Victoria turf fields. The Blue Jags got two goals from Brianne McLeish as they rallied from one down to defeat the defending 2022 champion Notre Dame Jugglers of Vancouver 2-1 in overtime in the final. McLeish, along with SMUS teammate Sophie Olson, are headed next fall to play soccer at UVic for Tracy David's Vikes. Eva Cudahy of SMUS, committed to U Sports field hockey at the University of Calgary, was named top goalkeeper of the provincial tournament. McLeish, Olson and Cudahy are among a flotilla of all-round SMUS standouts headed to U Sports next fall, including Makina Anderson at UVic for Carrie Watts Basketball Vikes, Amanda Adams and Rebecca Stone to UVic for the four-time defending national champion Vikes field hockey team, and Allegra Nelson to the University of Guelph and the Griffins field hockey team. These athletes can do it all, and this was an incredible, gutty and hardworking group, said SMUS head coach Jackie Cunningham. SMUS beat the Collingwood Cavaliers of West Vancouver 2-1 in the semifinals on goals by Anderson and Madeline Albert. The Blue Jags went 27-1 across all competitions in sweeping to the Greater Victoria regular season, Lower Island Ryan Cup, Island and BC Championships. The only blemish was a loss to Alberta Power Archbishop MacDonald of Edmonton in the UVic tournament. "We used that loss to really come together," said the veteran coach Cunningham, in her fifth year coaching SMUS after two decades of guiding the Stellies Stingers. The Reynolds Roadrunners were the top island team in the BC AAA Girls Soccer Championship in Kelowna by making the semifinals before finishing fourth. Shawnigan Lake School overwhelmed in winning the Girls Double A High School Rugby Championship at Rotary Stadium in Abbotsford by not giving up a point in the tournament and outscoring the opposition 178-0 over three games. Shawnigan Lake defeated the DW Poppy Redhawks of Langley 17-0 in the final after blitzing the North Delta Huskies 84-0 in the quarterfinals and the Abbotsford Panthers 77-0 in the semifinals. DW Poppy defeated the Maple Ridge Ramblers 57-0 in the quarterfinals and got past the Mark Isfeld Ice of Courtenay 48-21 in the semifinals. The Ice had downed the Argyle Pipers of North Vancouver 17-12 in the quarterfinals. Shawnigan Lake School was looking for the sweep, but it was denied by St. George's of Vancouver, which defeated the Stags 20-14 in the Edgy and Tense Boys High School Triple A Rugby Championship game. Claremont defeated SMUS 17-0 in the All-Island Final to win the BC High School Girls Rugby Sevens Championship. The Spartans were dominant in giving up only one try in the provincial tournament. The high school sports season concludes with the BC Track and Field Championships Thursday through next Saturday at McLeod Athletic Park Stadium in Langley. Oak Bay is the defending provincial senior Triple A team champion and will be after its 13th BC title since 2002. The Bay's dynasty also has five second-place team finishes since 2001 to go with its 12 team championships since 2002. Coach Tom Turnbull's Lambrick Park Lions will be looking to defend their BC Double A team championship from 2022. Middle distance sensation Ruby Broadbent of the Parkland Panthers, headed to the Oregon State Beavers of the NCAA Pac-12 and a projected international career for Canada, is tipped as the likely individual star of the provincial high school championships. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.